How can I keep from singing a traditional Quaker hymn performed here by Amasong, Champaign-Urbana's premier lesbian feminist chorus? This is the Afternoon Magazine. I'm Celeste Quinn. Amasong is an award-winning chorus of some 60 women from many walks of life, gay and straight, young and old. Tonight, a documentary about the chorus premieres on WILL-TV. That's the Amasong Chorus Singing Out. Tonight on our companion station, WILL-TV. The documentary airs at 9 p.m. tonight and again on Friday, same time, 9 p.m. Joining me this afternoon to talk about the film is filmmaker Jay Rosenstein, a journalism professor here at the University of Illinois. He also produced, wrote, and edited the 1997 documentary, In Whose Honor, American Indian Mascots in Sports. Jay, thanks for joining us.
Well, thanks for the invitation.
Sure. Tell us, first of all, if you would, about the founding and the founder of Amasong.
Well, the founding and the founder are sort of one and the same. It's a story that's tied up in one person, and that person is Christina Berger, who was a well-known figure in Champaign-Urbana for the many years that she was here. And she had the idea that it would be nice to have a women's chorus, especially one that lesbians like herself would feel welcome. So she put posters up around town and hoped that anybody would show up and was willing to take anybody who showed up.
Yeah. Now, how did that label, you know, that label was really important to her to put right there next to Amasong, Champaign-Urbana's premier lesbian feminist chorus. But at first, that might have been tough going, was it?
No, it wasn't for
it
wasn't. Her. And that's really one of the aspects that attracted me to the story in the first place, was how a group like that could both succeed and thrive in this area while calling themselves outright a lesbian chorus. But Christina's attitude from the very beginning was basically, if you don't like it, don't come.
Yeah. You've described this film as a quiet film. Does making such a film present challenges?
Well, making every film presents challenges. There's no easy film to be made. This film, what I think was especially challenging about it, two things. One is to decide what and how much music to include. Amasong's recorded output is pretty high. They've got three CDs mm-hmm. out. I don't know how many songs that starts with. And over the time that I was taping them, they were rehearsing for concerts that had 10, 12 songs. So that decision was one of the toughest ones, and especially how much music to include versus how much story. The other challenge, though, I think with this story is, again, I was intrigued by how Amasong could become a mainstream part of our community when still having that lesbian mm-hmm. word in their title. And so, you know, I knew intuitively that their success had helped raise acceptance for lesbians and gays in this community, but that's a hard thing to show and
right.
put your finger on. And so the real challenge for me was, you know, how do I show that filmically?
And how did you go about trying to depict that?
Well, I'm not 100% sure I did it so successfully. You know, one of the problems with films is if you don't have anything visual to go with, it's difficult. But I think the bottom line is if you look at their early concerts versus their later concerts and you see the McKinley Church, I forget which church they did their concerts at, but you see this church packed with hundreds and hundreds of people and you know that they're doing multiple shows and they're packing the place. That alone gives you some idea that it's not just their friends and
right.
roommates anymore.
Right, and they're an award-winning chorus and they've been abroad.
Yes, I don't include that in the program, but they did do a tour of Czechoslovakia right at the time that I was shooting them, but that wasn't yeah. part of the, it's not in the documentary.
Yeah. Are there stories of individual women in the film that come forward, or is this basically a story of a group, a collective group?
Well, it's both. It's, you know, individual stories that make up the collective. Remember, when you have a group made up of 50 or 60 individuals, there's no such thing as sort of a group think or a group mind. You have lots of individuals and you have lots of strong-willed individuals. But there were some interesting stories, one of which is a woman who was both in the military and was a nun. And actually, that ended up on the cutting room floor, but that's my favorite story that I was never able to get in there. And another woman who was married and living in Charleston and called up the lesbian and gay crisis line. She just sort of was at her wit's end and didn't know what to do. She was sort of discovering that she didn't want to be married and that maybe she was a lesbian. And who should answer the crisis line at the time but Christina Berger, who was just at that time forming the chorus. And Christina asked her, "Can you sing?" And she said no. And Christina said, "Well, come anyways." And she ended up being a member of the chorus pretty much from the very beginning.
Yeah. Anything you want to tell us about that interesting story that was left on the cutting room floor?
Well, that's just the essence of it.
Yeah.
A woman, it's when you hear of a lesbian feminist chorus, you don't expect there to be someone who was in both in the military and was a nun. So I always got a kick out of that. But when you're working within time constraints, things just can't get in there.
Yeah. Well, it's a really nice way here of underscoring that this group of women comes from all walks of life, gay and straight, young and old, a lot of different individuals. Tonight's the premiere on WILL-TV, but there have been previous screenings. How do audiences react?
Well, the only audience that I've seen it in front of was the premiere that I put on here
at Beckman
as part of the Brown versus Board of Education. So that was the only time I've ever seen the film in front of an audience. And, of course, that audience was made up almost exclusively of Amisong and friends of Amisong. So I expected there would be a rousing applause, and there was. But I knew a bunch of people who went and saw it at the San Francisco Gay and Lesbian Film Festival, which was in June. And they said it got a standing ovation there. So that I would have liked to have seen, a bunch of strangers giving it a standing ovation.
Yeah. Well, I look forward to seeing the comments from the viewer reaction line when it airs this
week.
I
will too.
WILL-TV.
Let me know what they are.
Okay, very good. Let's wrap up with another song from Amisong's most recent CD, The Power of Song, appropriately titled, I think. This is Bobby McFerrin's variation on the 23rd Psalm, dedicated to his mother, again performed by Amisong.
The Lord is my shepherd.
From Amasong's most recent CD, The Power of Song, Bobby McFerrin's variation on the 23rd Psalm, dedicated to his mother.